Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Anna Elmquist.
Well, welcome to you, Levon. Nice to visit with you again.
Yes, and we, of course, want to visit about Relay for Life, which is happening this Friday in a number of places, and particularly Cass County, but this morning we're going to talk about Audubon County. And I know it talk a little bit, Anna, about, well, where it is, because I know it changes sometimes.
It does, and this year the event is held in Audubon. We rotate with Exira every other year, and it's a team effort from both communities. We always work together and stuff. But
great.
This Friday, the 19th, at the John James Audubon City Park, and it's from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the evening. So, you know, it's right there, and then we have cones around the city park so people can walk around the perimeter of the park on the street. You know, we kind of lost that venue with the high school track, but this is easier for a lot of people to access and things than that is sometimes. So
yeah, and that's
what our venue is.
Yeah, nice area. I mean, there's the shade, and you know, if it's really too warm, people can walk, they can sit in the shade, and actually there's several things to see as they walk around the square there. So
that's right, we've got our great John James Audubon, you know, tiles and everything, and we've got a beautiful new stage in the city park with a roof over it, and it's really beautiful. Yeah. They just did a really fine job of building it and everything.
And then you have the Veterans Memorial there at the courthouse. That's very fine.
We have that there. Yep, and it's a lot of attention, too.
Yeah.
So we have lots of great things. Yep.
Great things. So let's talk about some of the things that are going to happen. You said it starts at 6. What's first?
It starts at 6, and we're opening, we have Two Palms Grilling. It's cooking throughout the evening, and they're going to start being able to serve at 4:30 in the afternoon for a lot of people that aren't able to attend the event. But we certainly encourage them to stop and take, you know, food home. There's no reason to cook Friday night because they'll be prepared to start serving at 4:30. So, and they do that every other year for us in Audubon with the support from Honlos Family Farms and Audubon Foods. So,
and then it is so good. I always enjoy when we come to the chamber annual meeting and they do the food, and it is yummy.
Yes, it is. They do a terrific job. Yeah. They really do, are top-notch with everything. So we're thrilled about them, you know, wanting to. And everything that they get that evening comes back to the American Cancer Society. Pat and Brian try to get as much donated as they can, and they donate their services and everything. And it's just, you know, I think the year before they gave, or 2 years ago, it was like around 3,200, and they're hoping to hit 4,000 this year.
Great.
So, you know, they do an awesome job, and they're great spokesmen for you know, our event and everything.
You bet. And, you know, what better thing for people to do, as you say, if they have other things going on Friday night, maybe they have something family going on. Hey, one way they can participate is come and have a good meal, and wow, what a great opportunity. Starting at 4:30.
Yes, they start serving at 4:30, and they'll be there throughout the entire evening.
So. And I'm sure they have to-go boxes.
Yes, they do. They have everything. Yep, they sure do. They're prepared. So.
Okay.
And so we're starting our program at 6. Elizabeth Zeiger is singing the Star Spangled Banner, and she's got a dynamite voice. I mean, it's worth it just to hear her perform. And the Survivor Lap will be at 6:30. And then we have some survivor speakers, Annette Nissen speaking, and Cynthia Heller will be speaking. And then we have a couple people from the oncology department, Linda Holland and Sheila Hahn. This year we have a new event. It's a Teen Spirit Award. We're trying to get people more fired up, you know, and getting their groups in the park and scream and holler, and, you know, and they've done more stuff throughout the year. I mean, we've just had tremendous support this year from particularly the Audubon Community Hospital has just been lights out. I mean, they're always doing something out there, those gals. They're just terrific. And then we have our auction is, we have a silent auction, and then we have a live auction. The live auction is at 7, and the silent auction will go a little bit later. But my goodness, the support we've had there, we've got to have well over 50 items, everything from wooden cradles, toy chests, lawn furniture that's been made, clothing, all Scentsy things. I mean, afghans, crocheted. I mean, just beautiful artwork.
Are there things like coupons for meals or golf or some of those kinds of things?
I don't know that we have too much of that.
Okay.
Not too much of that. We have a lot of gift baskets from the beauty salon.
Okay.
And some fabulous things. If they get the opportunity, they need to stop into the Audubon State Bank. I'd say 90% of the stuff is on display there in the corner of the lobby, and there's more stuff coming every day. People are just, you know, it's just fabulous. And there's even like an antique drop-down desk thing that someone's donated. That is, I mean, it's in fabulous shape. It's just beautiful.
Well, it takes a community. It takes lots of people participating, and it sounds like you certainly have done a good job of pulling lots of individuals and organizations and businesses together.
Now, we really do have tremendous support from a community our size. We really do. And the Survivor Lab, like I mentioned, is at 6:30, and we would like those people to come and, you know, try to be registered so we can read their name during the Survivor Lap and everything, and recognize those strong people. And then, you know, we have a little cupcake for them too, and their Survivor t-shirts, as you know, long as they last. And a lot of people have stopped at the bank and picked up the t-shirt in their size for the survivors, and the Survivor t-shirts are free. We're just so proud of the fight they've done, you know, and everything. So theirs are free, and you can get the white Audubon Relay t-shirts for a donation of $25.
So if you'd like to have your t-shirt, but you're not, I'm not sure how I'd say this. I'm going to say fortunate enough not to be a survivor, but you're fortunate if you are a survivor. Anyhow, there's ways for people to participate who have not had cancer.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So everybody can get involved, and I'm guessing there's kind of different sizes and so on. So
yes, there are.
After the Survivor Walk, what's kind of next? Is there another event or just
After the Survivor Walk, then we have our speakers. The live auction is at 7, and then we have a few more speakers. And Out of Options is a local band that is just really, really good, too, and they play a wide variety of music, and they're going to be on stage all night.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll be playing off and on. And then we have our luminary ceremony starts at 8:30, and we're going to have the luminary sacks you can get at the Audubon State Bank also for a donation of $5. And people can buy them ahead of time, and we have several people that are putting pictures or just letting grandkids draw on them and things like that, and personalizing them a little bit for in memory or in honor of someone. And then we'll have those displayed throughout the park and around the street, hopefully. So,
Somebody hasn't purchased a luminary before Friday, can they do it that night?
Absolutely. They can get it that night, and we'll have a table set up that they or kids can decorate their own luminaries, too, that evening, too. So you betcha.
All right. Betcha. Lots of options there and a good time. And, you know, I think another thing that sometimes we sort of forget when we're saying, well, all these events planned, but one of the other neat things is just to come together and visit.
Oh, it is. It's just a moving. It is to see people that really don't even know each other, LaVon, when they start, you know, somebody will make a reading or do something, and you see people just reach over and just put their hand on the other person or hug them that they don't even know them. And, you know, it is. It's an emotional evening, and everybody needs to do that once in a while. We need to remember.
Be a community and be together.
Yep. And it is one of the things that cancer has touched everybody's life in some way. I don't know, you know, it's too bad, but I mean, I don't know any family that hasn't been touched by it in some fashion. It is a personal thing.
Yeah. My favorite thing now when people don't know anything is they must live on another planet. And I think that's true. If you don't know somebody, you may not know them very personally, but I know everybody hears about, knows somebody who has cancer. So we're all in it together. And I guess you don't really know if you're next on the list.
That's right. And they're getting so close to cures. And, you know, we need the support to help support that and then help support to bring the cost down so it's available to everybody.
Good point, Anna, that there are strides being made every day, and it is such a complex kind of disease that that research needs to continue, but there's progress all the time. So that's the good news.
Right.
Yes.
And then Saturday morning we have the Traveling the Trail Against Cancer. on June 20th, and that starts at 8, but registration starts at 7:15, and they bike from Hamlin to Exira and then run or walk to Brayton on the bike trail.
Okay, and what time, or no, where? You said what time they start, where do they register?
They start registration at 7:15, the bike run starts at 8, and they meet at the Randy Monk Park by Darrell's in Hamlin.
Okay, okay.
And with the ride starting at 8, cost is $25, and it includes T-shirts as available. And then there's breakfast at Mel's in Brayton afterwards.
All right. Well, Anna, we want to thank you very much for bringing us up to date on what's happening for Relay for Life in Audubon County, and just invite people to go and participate. I'm sure if you're not in Cass County, you're not in Audubon County, there's probably one somewhere near you. Just get involved. It's a great opportunity. So thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's the thought. We yearn for the future, but there are only moments. Live in this one.